Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host Christian Castain. Now nearly done with his move across the great land.
I'm doing pretty well.
How you doing, Chris?
In case anybody didn't know what this podcast is about, it's about football, NFL football.
Very nice. Very professional.
Extremely professional.
Straight out of the gate. You were just like, you know, we're not here to talk about rugby or curling or luge. We're here to talk about football.
Yeah, we're here to talk about football.
Yeah.
This is one
but
of the
let's
most
start with
non minutes we've ever had. I just wanted to point that out.
I think the first 6 minutes of the other podcast were more unprofessional. We talked about the NBA All-Star Game. By the way, did you like what you saw in the NBA All-Star Game? I was a fan of the format. To be fair, I didn't like it early because there weren't, like, I know people really like defense or whatever for some weird reason, but I wanted to see all kinds of crazy dunks and shit, and I didn't get to see as much of that as I wanted to. So I was a little bit bummed out about that.
Well, for me, I watched several minutes of the game, but I liked what I saw. It was a great game, a great ending, of course, of what I saw. I liked it seemed more competitive than we've seen in the past couple of years. I mean, it really did. Besides that, I really don't have too many comments about it because, like I said, I only watched a couple minutes of it, but some great defense. That was some of the best defense we've seen in a while. In all-star games.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. That is, that was NBA talk for you. Yeah, I know, you're weird.
Thank you.
Well, here we are. Free agent talk. And, before that, some Jarvis Landry news. He was franchise tagged by the Miami Dolphins, and I was just curious, you know, Chris, what do you think about the move?
My love for the Miami Dolphins, this is a great move. I don't know if I would have franchise tagged him. I think I would have saved it, but Jarvis Landry is one of those players you got to keep. I think it's a key player to keep to turn around that offense next year with Ryan Tannehill. You didn't really have a choice, so it was a good move based off of that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with the move. I didn't see anyone else on their roster really worth franchise tagging, so a good call by them to franchise tag their star player, and that was franchise tag talk
unless
with Jarvis Landry.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You're okay with that? Can you franchise tag
a fake fan?
What
are you talking about? If I'm a fake fan of the Miami Dolphins and you're a fake fan of the Chargers, the Broncos, and all those other teams that you're a fan of every year, the Rams, the Cardinals.
Listen, I'm not a fan of those. I want to clear this up early in the offseason. My allegiances in teams other than the Broncos, I'm a Broncos fan every year because I'm a Broncos fan. But my allegiances as far as who I cheer for changes every single year. So who knows? I don't think I'll be back on the Chargers bandwagon next year. I'm all about the Niners next year. I'm going to have some really outrageous takes about the Niners.
You just said you're not going to be a fan of the Chargers next season, possibly. And you won a bet of sweet tea. They won you a bet of sweet tea. Why in the world wouldn't you be a fan of them? Now, continue your fandom of them going into next season, please.
We'll see how they look. They kind of let me down. They signed Robert Aguayo, which is the worst move for a team that needed a kicker. Why would you just go out and literally sign the worst kicker when that was your number one position need? Because I think both you and I agree, with a kicker, they would have won those first two games, and that would have brought them to 11-5, and they would have won the division and been in the playoffs. But I mean, it's pointless because they signed Roberto Aguayo, and that makes me sad.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, really. I mean, they must see potential in them. For me, they lost the two football games, but that was, you can't take them back. They're L's for a reason. Good things happened for the Chargers last season. They, as I said, they wouldn't make the playoffs. That happened. And most of the time, if I'm right, that's the other big thing that matters.
Absolutely, you know. We just want to keep you happy. A man who is not happy with one of his players is Andy Reid. Marcus Peters, it's being reported by multiple sources, is on the trade block. What do you think about this, Chris?
For the Chiefs, obviously, it's a bad move because that's a key piece to your defense going into next season and years to come. Something must be going on in the locker room, in my opinion, because I haven't seen any on-the-field stuff that would make me say, oh, he needs to be traded. No, I don't see that. I think it's a bad move, but I would think something's going on in the locker room for them to make this decision to put him on the trade block. It doesn't really make any sense to me as to why exactly. That's the only thing I can think for that to be the reason.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think that you saw what happened in the Jets game with him kind of melting down and throwing the flag into the crowd, of course. Now that's semi-famous, and running off the field when he wasn't ejected. Okay, so I was writing up this NFC West free agency primer, right? And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about, I was writing this, and this popped into my head. So what about this? If I'm a Chiefs GM and you're the Seahawks GM, look at the Legion of Boom, they're declining. What about this trade? Straight up, just player for player, Marcus Peters, who has 1 year left on his deal, for Richard Sherman, who has 1 year left on his deal. Would you take that trade?
I personally don't think so, because I think the two players are very too similar, like in their, not necessarily their play styles, but off the field. I think Sherman could possibly harm the Chiefs more if they traded for him. If they traded the two players, I think it could harm them more than help them.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that might be an interesting landing spot.
Player for player, if we're just talking about the player itself, it's not a bad trade, I don't think. But once you count in everything else, I think I don't like the trade myself.
I think a place that I don't think he's going to go anywhere in the NFC, in the AFC West, I think the Bucks could be an interesting landing spot for him. Or I think that if the Saints offered like a first round pick, I know they have Marshawn Lattimore, but when Marshawn Lattimore goes down, we saw their defense suffered against the Rams. I think you need to add one more piece to that defense, and we'll get to that in our free agency segment. But what do you think about Marcus Peters on alongside Marshawn Lattimore on the Saints? I think he fits in there well. I think the personality fits as well. The Saints are kind of back into this persona of kind of being the bad boys, and, you know, Sean Payton's giving players the choke signs and taunting fans and things like that. I don't know. I think Marcus Peters might fit well on the Saints.
The reason I wouldn't, if I was the Saints, I wouldn't trade for him, is because I think they'd have to give up too much for the team from the last season. That team was pretty good as it is. It was so close to going to the NFC Championship, and I think they would have won the game most likely, in my opinion, and then going on to the Super Bowl. But it didn't happen. They were one play away. You're so close. I almost think you just stay pat. But if you're going to try to improve something, I think that's a good spot to go for. Marcus Peters on the Saints would propel them to, I think they'd be a Super Bowl favorite next season. Not to win it, but to go to it. All
right.
So, all in all, I would say hold off, because I don't think you really need him that much. I think you'd have to give too much up to get him.
Well, let's jump right into it, Ben. Let's jump right into our free agency primer. I will say, shout out to Tristan Beckman, if you're a Broncos fan. He wrote a really in-depth, really good piece about the Broncos free agency. So if you want to go check that out, if you're a Broncos fan, do that. If you're a fan of any other team, you can check it out on my Twitter page, or it's on the website, prosportsfandom.com. Go check out my free agency primers. I have one for every division. Every team gets covered. Tomorrow, I'm basically just going to re-put them out in one big article. I'll tweet that out from the End Zone Pod account. Give that a read. But hopefully that's helpful to you. Now, we aren't necessarily going to make move for move for these teams, but we're just going to kind of talk about what each of these teams needs and what moves we think might, if we have any that stick right out, that might be, you know, a thing that would be interesting to talk about, which is a bad way to put things. So we're going to go. I have my phone right here. I am going to.
Just so everybody knows.
I am going to set a timer on my phone for 30 seconds, and each of us will have 30 seconds to talk about each team. So, Chris, we're going to start with the AFC East, and I said we might beforehand, bad podcasting, look behind the scenes. I said we'd go AFC then NFC, but right now it looks like they kind of counteract each other. So, and you know what I mean, Chris. They go back and forth from conference to conference. But we will be doing six conferences, and then we'll see where our time's at, and then we may finish up with the last two conferences another time, you know.
If we do six conferences, we must be talking about NBA and all NBA, NHL. We're just talking about NFL, right? Okay, so it's divisions.
Yes.
Thank you. I've had that. You said conferences.
I said divisions.
I just wanted to be sure to correct.
Oh, no. I meant it kind of rotates between AFC and NFC.
This is good podcasting.
Never mind. This is good podcasting. Let's just get right to it. I'm going to start. Do you want to start or should I start? Your call. Okay. First team on the list, the New England Patriots. For me, the Patriots, they can't get much better than they already are. If they could improve in one place, I think it'd be the offensive line for sure. They really struggled there last year. They're losing Nate Solder to free agency. That might not be a bad thing. He didn't play very well for them last time. Deion Lewis is going to be a free agent. I doubt they re-sign him. But for right now, I say they don't need much more except for a great piece on defense. I think they need that, and you heard that beeping. That's the timer. That's my 30 seconds for the Patriots. I'll finish my thought. You can finish your thought if you're in the middle. Just a heads up for you, Chris. You can finish your thought, too. They need a defensive piece. They don't need a Bill Belichick defensive piece. They need a legitimate defensive star to help them solidify their defense. I'll let you go with the next team.
I'm going with the Dolphins. For me, the Dolphins, the biggest need, I'm going to go offense. I think that they really need to find a backup quarterback during this free agency. Ryan Tannehill, he got injured last season before the season ever started. You had to sign Jay Cutler, and we know what mess happened. I think finding Ryan Tannehill's backup is going to be huge. I know we said Matt Moore, but he seems to – something seemed to be wrong there. As far as the defense, we know this defense line's pretty stout. If I'm going to finish, safety for me for the Miami Dolphins would be the biggest defensive improvement to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going to say, again, bad podcasting. Just go in the order I have these listed, by the way. Don't just ignore the fact that I have my name by
some. This is extraordinarily bad podcasting, people.
Well, you know, hey, it's good podcasting. It's
good podcasting.
We don't.
Let's continue.
All right, I'll take care of the New York Jets. The New York Jets, it has been rumored that they now look to be the lead team to sign Kirk Cousins. I think it's a little early for that, but I think of all the teams that are available to sign Kirk Cousins, other than Denver and Minnesota, I think New York's the place to go. Other than that, I think the Jets could always, they need a wide receiver. Robbie Anderson was arrested earlier this offseason. They need to improve in that position on the field, and they need to find a tight end. And, of course, the defensive line, they're going to
make some moves there as well. For me, I'm going to go to the Buffalo Bills. For me, I'm going to go defense here because offensively, I think they're pretty we might see a terrible offense during the playoffs, but I think defensively is where they could – improve, which is weird because we know they played very well in that game. But if I'm going to go a particular spot in on the defense, I'm going to go a defensive lineman, a defensive end. You could use one more. I think if you have one of those, I think your defense is a top. You have the potential to be a top five defense. Perfect.
Yeah. That is perfect timing by you. Okay, but sticking on Buffalo for a second, my question for you is, do you think Tyrod Taylor will be playing?
Yes, because I think he's the best option. And that's the reason I didn't say quarterback. I thought about doing quarterback, but I was like, well, I think Tyrod Taylor is good enough to hold it down for them to make the playoffs again. So that's why I did not say that. And I don't think – quarterback-wise, I don't think there'll be one on the market for the Bills in particular. So I think they'll hold off and keep Tyrod Taylor, even though they've had some problems.
All right, moving on to our next division, which is the
NFC East.
You'll have to remind me. I am currently writing down the timestamp time. For our podcast, to that time is when we ended. This is again
good podcasting.
We ended the AFC East at 17 minutes. I'm trying to get this down so we can make our podcast a little bit more professional. But we are going.
By the way, let me point out. NFC East. Our friend Brian Willis pointed out you did the same exact thing right there, like a Caesar type thing is what he said. Just, did you not see that?
Really?
He said that. I just wanted to point that out.
Apparently, yeah, I talk like I have a Caesar.
You're like,
Yeah.
I just wanted to point it out.
Where at? Yeah, I mean, whatever. Okay, let's get right to it. The NFC East. Philadelphia is, of course, the Super Bowl champions. They're going to lose some pieces. They are really the only team in the NFL up against the cap. They have negative cap room. They're going to have to let some pieces go. Most notably, probably Robert Clemens and LeGarrette Blount. I know people are talking about Nick Foles getting moved, but from what I've heard and what I've seen on Twitter from NFL insiders and things like that, it doesn't sound like the Eagles are interested in moving Foles unless they get some kind of ridiculous offer for him, which I don't think they're going to get. So I believe that Philadelphia stays pat this offseason, mainly focuses on the draft. I don't think we see a lot of
free. I could agree with that. For me, the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to go both sides, offense and defense. For the offense, they're going to have to find a wide receiver. If they don't find a wide receiver this offseason, I think Dez Bryant's done. I just don't think he's – even if he stays on the team, I just don't – he's a okay wide receiver. He's not a good one at this point. In time, maybe next season he will be. Defensively, I think you need another, like I said with one of the other teams, defensive end. The Dallas Cowboys had the least amount of sacks during the regular season. They just have to improve there. They're going to have to find a defensive lineman.
I make the counterpoint that they have DeMarcus Lawrence. And he did get them a lot of sacks last year. Yes, they need one more, but they don't need to go out and spend super big on it. They just need to to find some
depth. Right, and that's really basically it, because DeMarcus Lawrence is it. That's the only thing they have.
They need to re-sign for sure. Like, he's their number – well, I think if they use the franchise tag, it's going to be on him.
If you don't use it on him, I think the team's in trouble even come next season. I really do. I think that's a key signing.
And I agree with you. I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. I don't think Dez Bryant's on this team next year. So we are going to move on to the Redskins. I'll start. So the Redskins really kind of made their off-season move already. They went out and they got Alex Smith. And people are talking about that like it's kind of a death for them. I don't think so. I think that Alex Smith is just as good as Kirk Cousins, maybe a level down. I think they had injuries on the offensive line. I think their main focus needs to be getting healthy and signing some more depth wide receivers, because they are going to lose guys like Terrell Pryor this offseason. But my question for you, Chris, and I wanted to talk about this shortly, can the Redskins make the playoffs with Alex Smith? Because I think they could be considered the dark horse to win this division. I know people like to crap on Alex Smith, but he is good enough to win you enough games in the regular season that you're going to win the division. And I know the Philadelphia Eagles are good. But historically, and I'll point out that you use history a lot, historically, no one ever really wins this division back-to-back. So I don't know. I think Washington's kind of a dark horse, and with the right moves, they could absolutely
win this division. I don't think it'll happen, because I just don't believe in Alex. I don't believe Alex Smith is that much better than Kirk Cousins, and I don't believe that was the reason why they didn't make the playoffs in the first place. That would be why I would say I don't believe that. I believe they probably will make the playoffs, but I don't think it'll be because of Alex Smith. I don't think there's the difference between Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. That's what I would say to that question. Giants. For me, I'm going to go the offensive side of the football. You got to have somebody that's going to protect Eli Manning. Which I'm going to go with the offensive line, obviously. Particularly the left tackle, because Ereck Flowers is they're probably their best offensive tackle on the whole offensive line. He's not very good. I think, if I'm correct, Eli Manning was the most sacked quarterback in the NFL, but if not, he's top five to get the point across. So that's, for me, that's the top need in the free agency, because if they don't get an offensive lineman or two, I think they're in the same position. I think they're a little better, even though it's so weird to say that because of where they were just one season ago in the playoffs to now. I still think if they don't improve that offensive line, they're going to miss it again.
Over under.
Yep.
For the Giants, Eli Manning starts 11.5 games next year.
I'm going to go over, because I just don't see who's...
You don't think they're going to draft a QB?
I do, but I don't think it'll be... I don't think they'll start next season. I really don't. And if they, like I said, if they do, they might start a couple of games, but it won't be more than four, I would say, because I just don't see somebody coming in there straight, coming straight out of college and taking over for Eli Manning in their red, in their freshman season. I just don't see that happening.
All right, I am going to start now for my favorite team, the Denver Broncos. So I know every single Broncos fan in the world really wants Kirk Cousins. I'm assuming under the fact they don't get him. I think the number one place you need to make changes this offseason is at wide receiver. Demaryius Thomas has not been a top 10 wide receiver in the league since 2015. Like, I know people want to think otherwise. I know Broncos fans especially want to think otherwise. But Thomas just isn't that great anymore. And I think on the offensive side of the ball, Brian Willis, our good friend, also pointed out they need a running back.
Sure,
can I make one
Go
more
ahead.
Point
yep.
here, Chris? I think also you have to improve your offensive line. Yes, you found Garrett Bowles. He is an awesome offensive tackle. I think if you have the option to, maybe you don't use your fifth pick on a quarterback. Maybe you use it on offensive guard Quentin Nelson, who is one of the best linebackers, one of the best offensive linemen coming into the draft for a while, according to most experts. I think you could improve the offensive line that way and maybe take a quarterback early in the second round, or you take a quarterback with that fifth pick and see what you can do. But for me, if you can't get Kirk Cousins, it's time to blow up the roster. It's time to trade away Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders for draft picks. It's time to move Aqib Talib. And it's time to realize that this defense's run is pretty much
okay,
over.
Okay, so you're saying Kirk Cousins are bust.
It's basically, because I don't think a rookie quarterback can take this team.
There's a chance. It's just not a high percentage chance. It's very low. Just because we saw Dak Prescott do it one season doesn't mean it's likely. It was 10 years before we saw the next quarterback do that. I just don't – I agree with you. I don't see that happening. But I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders for the next team. For me, I'm going to go defense, obviously, for the Raiders because their defense is absolutely awful. And really, it's going to – you have to go safeties and quarterbacks because I think Khalil Mack is probably their best – it's clearly their best piece on defense. I think they have potential – to get to the quarterback next season. Even you could sign another defensive end or defensive lineman, but I don't see that happening. You need more improvement into cornerback and safety position for the Raiders. Offensively, I trust the offense more. I think Gruden's going to get the most out of that offense more than we've seen out of it, like with Jack Del Rio. I believe that.
Oh, interesting name to watch to go to Oakland. I'll just add this. I don't really, unless you want to have a conversation. Malcolm Butler. I think he would be a good fit in
Oakland. Oh, for sure, because they need anyone.
He's not a high-level cornerback, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, because, the Raiders have nothing to build around in that, in either the safety or the cornerback position. So, yeah, that would be a really good signing if they were able to pull that off. I think that would be a great signing, but I heard he was talking about going to Dallas.
Oh, I didn't hear that. All right, that's interesting. I like that fit, too. Moving on, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, now they're rolling with quarterback Patrick Mahomes. As far as that goes, I think you just got to hope that Mahomes is a great quarterback. So not much I would change on the offensive side of the ball. I think they're stacked other than the inexperience of a quarterback position there. I think where you have to focus is obviously defense. You're getting Eric Berry back next season. You might trade Marcus Peters. But when you get Eric Berry back, you'll get a quality safety back. You got rid of your all-time leading tackler and Derek Johnson at linebacker. You need to go out and you need to sign a bunch of defensive free agents. which this class, I don't know if you've looked at it, Chris, but this class is not great for defensive free agents.
Which is weird, which is kind of odd, but it's true. It's really not.
But I really, in general, other than the quarterbacks, there's nothing insanely special about this about this class, you know, which is just something to point out. We'll move on here, and oh man, look, what a coincidence!
I get your second favorite team. Excuse me. For me, the Chargers. It's hard to point out position because this team was a really good team. Of course, you had a couple of miscues last season, and then you had the two games at the beginning of the season. But you really look at it, they're an 11-win team. But I think this roster is getting a little older in age. I think you need to find some depth, particularly on the offensive side of the football. Phillip Rivers, quarterback. You need to start looking for his successor, even if he's not starting now. I think he's getting closer to his retirement, in my opinion. And even at the wide receiver position, I think it's time to add one more to that position. I think the only position that I would be stressed about is the running back position in Melvin Gordon. I'm not worried about that. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. But it's the age of this roster that I would be concerned about. Besides that, this is a good team.
Right. Moving on to the NFC West, the LA Rams. For me, there's not much to do for this team, but keep the players you have. Notably coming up for free agency is Robert Woods. We talked about this extensively on our season preview, on one of our season preview podcasts. Woods is the key to that offense. If you really look at his stats and his numbers and the targets that he gets, he gets the pressure away from guys like Sammy Watkins and Cooper Kupp, and that would be my number one thing with them, is just make sure you keep your pieces.
Yeah, for me, Seattle, I'm going to go ahead and move on to Seattle. For me, it's going to be rebuilding this Legion of Boom, because I think this is done. I think the Legion of Boom is over, I think, as of last season, even though they wasn't really good. I think defensively, you got to start looking at replacing Richard Sherman, those that are probably going to leave or get traded, because this ship's falling apart. Offensively, the offensive line, it's always needed improvement. Even though during the middle of the season they drafted, they traded out of Seattle, out of Houston. I still think they still need improvement because it wasn't impressive. We thought they were Super Bowl favorites after they made that trade with Houston, and that went completely opposite. They missed the playoffs. So those are my top improvements.
Yeah, for me, I think the Arizona Cardinals are the team I will be covering here, which I was honestly trying to change around the script. Chris, maybe you could do this to make sure you get the Falcons, next division, by the way, NFC South. But anyways, the Cardinals are going to be the team we talk about next. They obviously need to go out and find a quarterback. I think their defense is still really, 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 really okay to good. People don't realize this, but they had the leading sack getter in the league this year with 17.5 sacks in not Chandler. I want to say Chandler Jones, former New England Patriot, led the league in sacks this year. Didn't get as much pop because Arizona just wasn't that great a team this year. And I liked what I saw from Arizona defensively this year. I think the quarterback you get is Case Keenum. I think he would fit there well. He's not going to win you a ton of games, but you can win 8 to 9 games with him and make a case for being a place where free agents want to come play next year. They don't have a high enough draft pick this year to really draft a quarterback. But I think you go after a bridge quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I want to make a quick point on the Cardinals as well. I think they're a quarterback away from contending for the, at least a playoff spot. I think this is, besides San Francisco, this is a top contender for that playoff spot. That division is going to be pretty good next season, I believe, if the Cardinals can find their quarterback of the right. Oh,
yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, the worst team in this division, is somehow the Cardinals all of a sudden from being the best to worst in a matter of years. And the Cardinals, like, I think the worst they go even without Case Keenum would be 7 to 8 wins.
Like I said, it literally depends on the quarterback, because if you get somebody like, say, Sam Bradford or somebody, I think you're about an 8-win. I think you're 8-8. I really do. But moving on to the San Francisco 49ers, for me, you got to build around Jimmy Garoppolo. He's your quarterback for a while. He ain't going nowhere. He just signed a 5-year contract, maximum contract, which I don't necessarily agree with, but that's besides the point. But you have to pay your quarterback. But anyway, I think you could draft. I think for me, I'm going to go draft. I'm not. For this team in particular, I was going to go free agency, but I'm going to go draft. I think you got to draft another wide receiver. You need to have somebody that's going to come in there and be developed under Jimmy Garoppolo. It'll be like a – I'm not going to – of course, it wouldn't be exactly, but it would be like a Matt Ryan, Julio Jones type where Julio Jones has only been with Matt Ryan every season. I think that has potential here, because I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo's going anywhere.
Yeah, you need to find a great number one wide receiver. Moving on now to your favorite division in the whole wide world, which is the NFC South, and let me tell you right now, this division exceeded expectations last year, I think. Let's just get started right away with the New Orleans Saints. Listen, I think the Saints' number one need is depth on defense, because as we talked about earlier in the program, when Marshawn Lattimore went down with the injury against the Rams, he really struggled. And I just think that you need to be able to sustain your defense without Marshawn Lattimore. So I'd say the thing you need to focus on most is defense, specifically probably linebackers.
Sure, I wouldn't disagree there. For the Carolina Panthers, for me, it's depth at the wide receiver position again. I think Cam Newton, we know Cam Newton needs help. He really does, because I saw in that playoff game multiple drop passes that killed the Panthers. They really did, because I know the Saints were really good on offense and the Carolina Panthers defense didn't really step it up, but I think that has potential. I don't like what I saw out of the depth at the wide receiver last season. Not going to even just consider that game. Considering the regular season as well, I think wide receiver depth is probably the biggest need for this team.
I totally forgot to start the timer, but very good. That was perfect. Probably 30
wow.
seconds.
Wow, I'm perfect.
Great stuff, Chris. Tampa Bay for me, of course, it's the defense. And again, that sucks, because there's not much of a defensive class. They're going to lose arguably probably their third best defensive player in Brent Grimes, who can still play cornerback, but he's more of a depth corner, certainly not a number one cornerback in the league anymore. So obviously you need to focus on defense for them and focus on Jameis Winston, because at this point next year for him, I think, is going to determine whether he's a bust or not, because he was supposed to show up this year, and if he doesn't show up next year, I think
we'll start thinking about it. I don't think we'll necessarily consider him a bust because of what he did this season before last, when they nearly made the playoffs. But we'll have to start wondering, because he'll have been very inconsistent, meaning that he was worse than he was good. He had more bad seasons than he did good. But I'm going to go on to the Falcons, of course. My team, my favorite team. I'm not going to say my team, but my favorite team. For me, I don't have a lot about this team that needs to be improved. I want to see what happens with Tevin Coleman, because I've heard there's interest of him being traded. Don't think that's going to happen. But for me, I would go – I'm going to go quarterback backup quarterback. I think you need to develop somebody, which we talked about a few weeks ago. Somebody was going to – who was it you were telling me that was Trevor Siemian was interested going to Atlanta to be Matt Ryan's backup. I don't think that'll happen, but if you find Matt Ryan's backup quarterback, because I just don't think anybody behind him is going to do anything. I think this team's a very – I still think this is a great team. I just think the offensive coordinator was developing. We'll just call it that. We'll call it developing, because I'm just – I'm just not sure about him yet. We'll see how it goes. But besides that, I don't really have a whole lot of improvements that they can make. You could say they need to make sure they sign Taylor Gabriel and Mohamed Sanu, make sure they have those wide receivers set. But besides that, this team, I think this team could go to the Super Bowl next season. I really do. If of course, the OC could find his groove with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and I did start the timer. I just stopped it like right as soon as it stopped, so it didn't quite get a chance to ring. So we
thought I did perfectly.
I'm getting. No, you went a little over.
Way over.
I went over with the Broncos. Let's go with Houston. And the AFC South. For me, people were freaking out about how, quote, bad Houston was down the stretch last year. Then you just got to remember, they lost their quarterback, they lost their three best defensive players, and people were saying right before Deshaun Watson got hurt that Watson could go in and give the Patriots a scare in Foxborough. This team just has to focus on recovering, in my opinion. If there's one place I think they could improve, it might be adding depth at wide receiver, because when Deshaun Watson went out, other than Hopkins, their receivers disappear. And of course, you got to find a backup quarterback, because Tom Savage and
CJ and you just never know, especially with the injury Deshaun Watson just had. You just never know; it may happen again. Something else may happen. You don't know if it's injured bone. But yeah, I agree with what you said about Houston. I would also say defensively they could add another piece or two, because the defense just looked shaky to me. It really did. Even when J.J. Watt and Javion Clowney were playing, I just didn't see. I didn't see it, but I'm going to go on to Jacksonville. For me, you just have to decide what you're going to do with Blake Bortles. They're a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl. They really are, because this team is the most stacked team that made – what category should we put them under? The team with the most talent that didn't make the Super Bowl. We'll say that, because I think the other two teams that were obviously more talented – or Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the most talented team besides the Super Bowl winner in the first place. But besides, I think Blake Bortles is what you need to decide. I just don't think he's the right quarterback. If you want to win a Super Bowl next season, if they could get, which they're not going to, if they could get Kirk Cousins, you're winning a Super Bowl. I think you are. I really do.
All right. We are now going to move on to the Indianapolis Colts. And before I start my timer, I'm just going to do a five-second thing. Yes, a lot depends on if Andrew Luck is healthy. Well, I'm going to assume he's not healthy, and or he comes back and he's not what he was. Okay, now I'm going to start. I think you need to add pieces on defense. I know people talk about their offensive line struggling a lot, But I saw improvement throughout that offensive line consistently from the start of the season to the end of it. Yes, they had bad games, but they also played against some of the toughest pass rushes in the league against the AFC South. I think it's a matter of development for a super young offensive line. I think they're going to be a lot better next year. I think where you need to add pieces is on defense, because if you look at the games they played last year, Chris, if they could have just come through in the fourth quarter and made some stops, they would have easily been like a 9-17. With Jacoby Brissett. No, look at how many games they lost by one possession. I'm not here to argue about this. I'm just saying they lost a lot of games by one possession. This team is not far away from being a playoff team. They need to get Andrew Luck back and healthy, and they need to get a defense put together.
I think if Andrew Luck's healthy, I think they're set for at least a 500 team. I mean, if he...
I think Brissett with the right defense could take him, too.
Maybe. It's possible. That's where you and I differ. I'm not going to say it's impossible, so that's why I'm not going to go too far with that. For me, it's the Titans. I don't like to talk about this team, but that's besides the point. This team's so boring to watch. But anyway, for me, I think you could go defense, obviously, for this team. I think safety, I think this team's not very good on defense at all. I think this team was just coached well. I think they were coached very well. I think that's why they were so – I think they were overrated a little bit, because there's just no way we would keep on saying that this team's – defense is that great. Like right now we look at it, they don't really have that many great pieces. I think any spot, safety, cornerback, defensive lineman, strong safety, I think anything would help this team on defense. There's room for improvement. We'll call it that.
All right. I'm just going to kick this off, the NFC North off with this. Obviously, we know that the only need for the Minnesota Vikings, really, is quarterback. So let me break it down. If you don't get Kirk Cousins, which I don't think you will, because I don't know how important money is to him, but from what we've heard, it is very important to him. If it's rings, I think he's going to Minnesota, no doubt. I think they'll let all three guys walk. But let me just say, here is how I would rate their three quarterbacks. I'd say Teddy Bridgewater is number one, simply because, yes, he's coming off an injury, but he's had a year to rest, he's fully healthy, and he's still developing and can be a great quarterback in the league. Two, I love Case Keenum, but I don't think Case Keenum's going to be the same guy he was last year. I don't think he's going to regress to what he was with the Rams, but I think he's going to be a middle-of-the-road QB that can win you 8 to 9 games with the right pieces around you, win you 10 to 11. I think that three for them is Sam Bradford. If he didn't have these nagging health concerns with his leg and his shoulder, he'd be number one for me. But right now, there's just too much of a risk with Sam Bradford, and that's the Vikings.
Wow. Perfect.
Ooh, perfect.
For me, the Packers, of course, it's pretty easy for me. I'm going all defense. Defensive line is pretty legit, but besides that, I think he could use some improvement at particularly the cornerback position. Let's not even talk about the strong safety position, the safety. It's the cornerback position, because I don't think they have any real legit number one cornerback at this point in time. I think offensively, we obviously have Aaron Rodgers. He's going to carry the offense anyway, no matter what's there. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, it doesn't matter. He's going to carry that team.
I think let's stick with the Packers for a little bit, because I think they need to do a mini rebuild.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because we saw when Aaron Rodgers is the only thing keeping that team from being one of the worst in the league. Like, they need their offensive line to get healthy, and they need to find depth on the offensive line. They need to find a tight end. They need because Martellus Bennett left them. So they need to find a new tight end. For me, I don't know, dude. I just don't think Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb are half the receivers as Devontae Adams.
Oh, I'm not saying
that. You're kidding yourself if you're saying I think Devontae Adams is the best receiver on the team, and I think you have to get rid of either Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb because they're just taking up too much salary at this point, and
well,
they're not that great anymore.
When I said Aaron Rodgers is going to make that offense good enough, even without a great offensive line, or they need to do it. Yes, they need to do a mini rebuild, but I think the defense is more important because you have to have some kind of defense, or they're going to be like they are every year. They're going to get smacked in the NFC Championship and lose by 20 because their defense is so bad. But I think that's what they need to do to contend for a Super Bowl appearance. I don't think they'd win it because I just don't think even whatever you could do, even if you sign two free agents defensively in a class that's not very good, I still think you would fall short of having a good enough defense to make that Super Bowl appearance or win it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Moving on to the Detroit Lions. Listen, I think a lot of Detroit's problem was coaching, to be honest with you, because I look at their roster, and other than probably adding a pass rusher, I don't see any glaring weaknesses. I think they might use some offensive line protection. They have great receivers. Matthew Stafford's a top 10 quarterback, and they found their cornerbacks and safeties last year, especially in Quentin Glover. So, I mean, I don't know if it's so much free agency moves as it is coaching, if that makes sense to you, Chris. But for me, I don't know. What moves do you think Detroit should make?
I think last season they proved that their roster is a lot better than any of us thought it was. For sure, because some of us thought they'd be a 4-win team, and look what ended up happening. They were better than that.
Well,
There were some. I will say I didn't think they'd be very good because I thought some other teams in the division would be better, which one ended up being true, not the other. But besides the point, I kind of agree with you. But I think if you're going to have any improvement, it would be defensively. Sure, you could sign a pass rusher, sure. But I think this team's a playoff team without signing any other. If they went and just went straight through the draft, I think they would probably – I don't think they'd necessarily be a playoff team, but I think they're a playoff roster, let's say that. Moving on to the next team, the Chicago Bears. Oh, my gosh. Of course I get the Bears. For me, I'm going to say defensively, yeah. I think defensively they're a decent team. A lot of people would disagree, though. I mean, but I think that they're good defense. So I think you have to build around Mitchell Trubisky. He needs another playmaker. Like I said with San Francisco, you got to build around Jimmy Garoppolo. You need to build around Mitchell Trubisky. Draft another wide receiver. You have Jordan Howard already, a very good Howard that will be coming back next season. I think that would be the biggest improvement, I think, for the Bears.
Yeah, they have no wide receivers on that team. At this point, you got to accept that Kevin White's a bust, and you got to go out and you just got to sign a bunch of wide receivers. Even if they might not be great, they're better than what you have. Sign some veteran receivers, maybe draft a guy. We'll talk about the draft later. But I think it's all about building around Trubisky because I think Trubisky's very similar to me with like Jared Goff, as Jeff Fisher was Goff's coach his first year. He didn't really let him do anything. He looked like a mess. John Fox was a coach who didn't let him throw, didn't really let him do anything.
Yeah.
Was kind of a mess. I think this year is going to be a lot about finding offensive pieces around him and basically letting him make mistakes. It wouldn't shock me if they ended up with a similar record to what they have this year, and this is getting too far down the road. But I think you need to get him targets, so you could basically let him take shots. Yeah, I agree with you there,
but I would definitely say wide receiver. Even if you say Kevin White might not be a bust, but you still need somebody else either way, so I would still agree with you there, bust or not. Eric, I think it's your turn for Pittsburgh.
All right, so the NFC
AFC
North, the AFC North, our next division, a division that could possibly have a lot of change coming to it next year. I will say, for me, the thing that most stands out about the Pittsburgh Steelers is the need to keep Le'Veon Bell. You need to find a franchise tag or a long-term deal for him, because he proved to you he can stay healthy and play well for a full year, which he did this year. And on the other side of the ball, without Ryan Shazier, your defense completely disappeared. You need to find a linebacker, because I don't think it's great that Shazier is getting better, but I don't think he'll play football again. And that's what I do and for this team.
Le'Veon Bell, you have to find a way to sign him again. There's no option. I don't think there really is. I think you have to sign him unless he just doesn't want to sign, and you can't. But unless it's literally impossible, that's the only way you don't sign him. Or money, of course. Moving on to Baltimore. Yeah, I got to go offense here. I think it's clearly offense. Joe Flacco, I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a very inconsistent quarterback. I think, and this is going to be not really a hot take, not a surprising take. I think they need to replace Joe Flacco. I really do. I know he's a Super Bowl champion, but at this point, you have to move on. Kind of like the Giants did from Jacksonville executive, please. Tom Coughlin. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Tom Coughlin.
I think you have to move. I think it's time to move on from Joe Flacco. Of course, they probably won't do that, but I think that would help the team. If not, you got to find some pieces around Joe Flacco if you're going to keep him. They don't have anyone really that's that great. There's no top name or a top guy for the number one guy for Baltimore.
To play devil's advocate, I think Flacco played really well down the stretch. But I see what you're saying. I don't think they should let him go. I think they need to find his successor. I think they need to sign a backup. Sign somebody and draft somebody, basically. Speaking of quarterback needs, that's a great segment. Cleveland. So I'm just going to tell Cleveland fans right now, this is more of a plea. Obviously, the biggest need is quarterback. Please don't get sucked into A.J. McCarron. Please, 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 please. He's not a good quarterback. We don't know what he is. If you're going to go sign someone and offer them billions of dollars, go sign Kirk Cousins. I don't know why Kirk Cousins would ever choose Cleveland unless he was really into money. They are in no way, shape, or form close to being a contender. I don't think with him on the team, they could make the playoffs. They would have a winning record, of course. They would win a game, which would be close. But I think they'd be 8-8 at best with Cousins. I think your best shot is to go out and draft your quarterback. Take your guy at 4 and use all your draft picks. Don't do any more of this trading stuff where you trade out of your picks. Stick with your draft picks. Build through the draft. Sign whatever free agents you can.
Start building.
I mean, basically do anything, because there's nowhere to go but up from.
That is definitely true. And with the Browns, if you're going to sign... I'm just gonna say, if you're gonna sign AJ McCarron, make it like a 1 year contract. Make it a 1 year low contract, not some $20 million a year contract. Something ridiculous, like some teams are known to do.
Cleveland
being one. I think that's just stupid. So I agree with you there. So our final team, 32nd team, the Cincinnati Bengals. For me, this is tough because I think they have some talent at each position, but I think if I'm going to have to pick between the two, I'm going to have to go offensively. I just don't think I lost my names right off the top of my head. Oh, gosh. No. Quarterback.
The coach?
Oh, my. Yeah, Andy Dalton. Andy I just don't think Andy Dalton's legit. we're restarting my timer. I don't think Andy Dalton's a legit playoff quarterback. Of course, I don't think Marvin Lewis is. I think he should be fired anyway. But I don't think Andy Dalton's the legit guy for Cincinnati either, because this team has talent. This team is a good team besides Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton's an okay quarterback. That's what he is. He's not good. He's not bad. He's not terrible. But he's mediocre, a little under mediocre. So it's time to start looking. It's really time to start looking. Even if you don't sign someone this year necessarily, it's time to start looking, because with Andy Dalton, they'll never go to the Super Bowl. They may never win a playoff game. It's ridiculous.
Congratulations, Cincinnati. You win the award of most worthless minute to talk about of this episode, because I don't think they were worth a minute of talking about.
Oh, they're not.
That is what we did. Because we here at End Zone Pod, we believe in covering all 32 NFL teams, even the terrible ones, even the ones that are absolute crap, and who have zero chance of making the playoffs next year. By the way, Locke.
Oh yeah.
Cincinnati. Won't
oh, there's five teams this year, but Locke, which we'll talk about another. We'll have a segment like that some other day. Five teams we are right now know that aren't going to make the playoffs. We'll do that one day, but yeah, they're probably one of those teams along with Cleveland. Yeah. I think so too.
That's it.
Unless we had something else.
So. That's it.
You might have something that I didn't know about, because you did that to me once on this podcast. Yeah.
Done for this show. We don't really have a solid schedule planned out right now. It's very fluid. I think we have a combine show next week, or we'll have some kind of show next week. Eric hasn't really reported the
schedule to me, so I can't confirm or decline that one. You didn't tell me the schedule.
What? Confirm what you just or said. Decline? No. Do you think it's the saying is confirm or decline?
Confirm. It's confirm.
Confirm or deny is
The confirm, decline, deny, accept, reject, whatever you want to call it. It's what it happened. It's accept or decline.
Well, that was weird. Slightly disgusting to listen to.
Explain it to our people why that
was just weird. It's weird you don't know how to.
Do you know what
the saying is? It's just one of those.
Do me
weird
a favor,
Chris things like the way you say medicore instead of mediocre.
Medicore. Let's go medicore. I like medicore. But. Go look up disgusting and tell me what it means. That's why I said look it up.
I don't know. Of course I know what disgusting
Please announce the definition.
It wasn't disgusting. I just thought it was bad. I don't know. It was pointless. I don't really have anything on our calendar, although I thought we planned this out literally weeks ago.
Seth.
Didn't we get on Discord and talk about this?
I don't remember doing that. We planned for 2 weeks. We planned for February. We did not plan for March, sadly.
We did plan for March, though. Didn't we? Yeah, because I have, by the way, sneak peek. We are gonna do some March Madness shows. And that's And that's Oh, we don't have Bose scheduled out. But there will be Bose coming. So the first week of March or next week, at the end of next week. We don't know. We'll be Eric's back at some point
Eric
next
confuses
week.
Himself for one by trying to announce the schedule. He shouldn't do that.
Yeah, for one show. And maybe we'll talk about the NBA or something. Or if there's any major NFL news, we'll talk about that. But we will be back next week, probably Tuesday or Thursday. We're going one a weeks for a while. And then probably during March, we might have 2 weeks where we two a week. But anyways, stay tuned to @EndZonePod on Twitter for that. And follow me on Twitter @EricKTNUtah. Follow Chris on Twitter. I don't even know what it is at this point. Oh, you changed it back. @ChrisPSF.
I told the folks that I changed it back, so I did. I stuck to my word.
And well done. And Chris is going to be, this will be your last episode of Floorcasting. Goodness. So good for you. But we are grinders here. And we hope to have next week on a guest, but we cannot guarantee, as people don't like to really be flexible, or well, we're very flexible, but people don't like to follow through. We will be that's a shot at you know who.
I love shots. Let's get them.
So
let's get those let's get the words firing. Yeah, we'll be back
next week. All right. We will see you next time. Peace out, guys.